From Spark and Anvil and Racial Realm, this is Pear the Ratio Speaker, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pear grew up a twin. She had a twin sister. The sister's name was Echo. They were born on the same morning in the spring of a wet year, in a small farmhouse outside the village of Couplet. They shared a cradle, then a cot, then a bed. They walked together. They learned to speak together. They were, even by the standards of twins, which are by some accounts famously inseparable, unusually close. Echo died when they were 7. It was a winter fever. It came through the village. Many children caught it. Most recovered. Echo did not. The village healer did what she could. Echo, who had been a small, bright, laughing child the morning the fever began, was quiet by the afternoon, asleep by the evening, and gone by the second morning.
Pear, whose given name was Couplet, the same as the village she was born in, though everyone called her Pear from the time she was 9, grieved with her family for a long winter. She grieved for a year. She grieved in a smaller, quieter way for the rest of her life. Her parents were patient with her grief. Her parents had grief of their own. But, and this is the part of the story that matters for ratios, Echo did not simply leave Pear. Echo taught Pear about pears. In the years after Echo's death, Pear noticed something. She had always had a partner. In every memory of her early life, there were 2 of them. 2 cradles, 2 cots, 2 dresses, always identical. 2 sets of small footprints in the mud. 2 voices when the family sang. 2 hands held by their mother on the way to the market. 2. After Echo died, there was 1. Pear held 1 hand. Pear sang in 1 voice. Pear walked alone. And Pear began, very gradually, to notice the world around her in 2s.
Shoes came in 2s. Eyes came in 2s. Hands came in 2s. Lungs came in 2s. Wheels on a cart came in 2s. Horses, when paired for a yoke, came in 2s. The villagers' winter mittens came in 2s. The village's church bells, 2 of them, north and south, came in 2s. The world was, Pear realized when she was 9, organized into pairs. This was, she thought at the time, somehow because of Echo. The world was teaching her about pears because she had lost one. What Pear eventually understood, over the slow years of adolescence, and especially during a long summer when she was 13 and finally read her first book of arithmetic, was that the pear was the irreducible unit of ratio thinking. When the village blacksmith made horseshoes, he made them in pairs because each horse has 2 front feet and 2 back feet, a 2-in-2 ratio of front to back, and a 4-to-1 ratio of shoes to horse. When the village potter made cups and saucers, he made them in pairs because each cup goes with 1 saucer, a 1-to-1 ratio. When the village weaver made warp and weft, every warp thread had a corresponding weft thread, a 1-to-1 ratio of crossings. The world was full of fixed pairings. The fixed pairings were ratios. Pear, at 13, understood this in a way most children would not. She had spent 6 years thinking about pairs because Echo had taught her to. She extended the principle further. She noticed non-1-to-1 ratios, 2 wheels per cart, that was a 2-to-1 ratio of wheels to carts, 4 legs per chair, that was a 4-to-1 ratio of legs to chairs, 8 notes per octave, that was an 8-to-1 ratio in a sense she did not yet fully understand. The world was full of fixed proportions. Every fixed proportion was a recurring ratio. When Pear was 19, she walked into the Ratio Realm Academy carrying a small wooden carving of 2 clasped hands. Her mother had carved it for her after Echo's death. Pear had carried it in her pocket for 12 years. She placed the carving on the Academy Master's desk. She said, "I would like to teach ratios."
The Academy Master, who knew nothing about Pear's childhood, asked her why. Pear said, "Because I have been thinking about pears for 12 years, I think I understand them well enough now to teach them." The Academy Master invited her to demonstrate. Pear held up the carving. She said, "Each hand has 5 fingers. 2 hands have 10 fingers. The ratio of hands to fingers is 1 to 5. The ratio of pairs of hands to fingers is 1 to 10. Both ratios describe the same world. Both ratios are true. They are different expressions of the same pairing. The Academy Master was, by his own later admission, moved. He had heard a great many lectures on ratios. He had not heard one start from a wooden carving of clasped hands. He invited Pear to join the faculty. She accepted. That was 11 years ago. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She places the carving on the desk. She points at it. She says, "For every one hand, there are 5 fingers. That is a ratio. It is the same as saying 1 to 5 or 1 to 5. The colon is just a way of writing for every. For every X, there are Y. That is the foundation of ratio."
She lets the children hold the carving. They notice that the 2 clasped hands together have 10 fingers. They notice that the ratio of 1 hand to its fingers, 1 to 5, and the ratio of 2 hands to their fingers, 2 to 10, are equivalent. Pear gently lets them discover this. She says, "The pear holds the whole world together. Once you see that 2 things come in fixed proportion, you can scale them up or down, but the ratio stays the same. That is the secret of ratios. 2 to 5, 4 to 10, 10 to 25, all the same ratio, all the same world." When children ask whether ratios are hard, Pear always says the same thing. "They are not hard. They are pairings. For every X, there are Y. The pair is the world. The ratio is the world's way of telling you how the pair stays together." She sometimes adds, quietly, "My sister taught me about pairs." She does not, usually, explain who her sister was. Children figure it out, eventually, from the carving.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pair the Ratio Speaker. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.